You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Bobby, you know what's really creepy?
What, Lauren?
Going on vacation.
Going on vacation? Sounds creepy.
It is very creepy.
Yeah, going somewhere you don't know or it's different.
Yeah.
Traveling.
It's funny. I'm going to hope that we don't touch on the same stuff because I'm now realizing we talked about some vacations in the flying podcast and the hotel podcast.
Yeah, I mean, when I was like doing the research, a lot of like the stories...
They were similar.
Titled were like traveling. So it was like traveling, which we've done flying.
Flying, not like road trips or anything.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll try to focus on that.
Yeah, but it's mostly, most of the stories are just like, that I found were just like bad. Yeah, we'll get to it later. But yeah, felt like a lot
giving
of
away the end of resulted the
around like the traveling aspect. But vacations are creepy.
I was going to say the reason that we picked this podcast is because we're going on vacation.
Yes.
Yeah. Which actually, on a note for that, we won't have a podcast next week. So
yeah.
Just in case you don't make it to the end. But you should. You should make it to the end of this podcast. Do it. But if you don't, just know that next week, if you're like, where's... Because I know a lot of people
that... Where's my
creepy? Yeah. Well, like me, I always look forward to a similar podcast when it comes out each day or whatever.
Yeah.
Or each day, once a week. So I'm sorry, but we are taking the week off because of vacation.
Yes, we're going on a little vacation.
We're going on a little vacation. I'm trying to think of where to start.
What was your creepiest vacation experience?
Creepiest vacation experience. I should have thought about this.
I know, me
going
too.
Into it. I like that you pass it off to me, though.
I mean, one that always comes to mind is when I used to have a night terror, used to have night terrors. And one time we were down at the Jersey Shore, and I remember being in the apartment or house or whatever we were in, and I had a night terror, and it was like very weird. But it has nothing to do with like vacation itself. So
let me ponder more. I mean, recently I went on the girls' trip with the ghost experience.
Yeah.
But when did I talk about that? I talked about that on the hotel podcast.
Hotel,
if you want to know more about that experience, but it was like a legit haunted house that we were staying in, which we didn't realize when we first went there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. So I think maybe we could use this as a therapy session.
Sure.
Maybe that'll be fun.
Sure.
Because I am the type of person that I don't like vacation. Is that a thing?
Sure. I get it.
Like, I mean, I guess most people don't like the lead up and the post vacation. I don't like the leading up to a vacation.
Yeah.
The travel of the vacation and then the after the vacation.
I understand. So the working, all the work.
So all the stuff around the vacation. Even the vacation itself, I think, because it's like an expectation that you have to have a good time and it has to be a great trip. And sometimes it's not. And then you're left. It's kind of like... Well, I always say New Year's Eve is. It's like everybody's like, you got to have a great New Year's Eve and start the new year right. And
go
it's like,
crazy.
And then when that doesn't happen, your expectations are, it's worse. Like, if I had a bad week, then I'm just like, I had a bad week. But if I had a bad week on vacation, then it's like way worse. Or the weather sucks.
Or the worst, if the weather sucks or if you get sick.
Oh God.
Or if you get a really bad sunburn like I did.
I need something to like knock this entire time.
Knock?
Like knock on wood. Oh. We're talking about all the bad things that happen on vacation before we're about to go on vacation.
Oh well. Wood ain't gonna help you.
Whatever.
Yeah, when I was young, we went to...
Oh, I have one.
Okay, keep in your head. When I was young, we went to Florida, to like Disneyland and all that, and we went to Blizzard Beach, and the sunscreen I had on wore off from like being in the water all day and just going down slides and whatnot, and I got like horrible sunburn all over my back and shoulders and like neck, and I was walking around like MGM the next day all like a mummy. I couldn't move. Stiff as a board. Like to turn, I had to like turn my body. I couldn't turn my head.
Oh, no.
It was terrible.
Oh, are we diving? We should just dive into the worst vacations, though.
Well, I mean, that's what the, there's no, I mean, I don't know. I didn't have like a ghost encounter or anything.
Well, it's like I also felt bad when you get sick a lot on our trips. You had food poisoning when we went on our honeymoon.
Okay.
At the end.
The next.
When we went to Universal and had the VIP pass, yeah, you had a sinus infection.
Yeah.
You've got bad luck.
It's probably I think the sinus infection was brought on from drinking and like being in the
swimming
water.
Swimming in the pool that was cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not do that.
I think that one was more self-induced, as was the sunburn, but you know.
So was the food poisoning.
As was the food poisoning.
Well, I mean, you didn't mean to.
Yeah. I mean, well, I didn't know it was bad.
Yeah.
It was like the sausage or something we got with our breakfast.
Well, that's what we deduced because I didn't eat the sausage and I was fine. But
always that dang sausage.
Yeah, that's
I've had bad weather. I'm trying to think. I've been pretty lucky with weather. I know we went with my parents to Maryland.
It wasn't the best. Super cold, or not super cold, but very windy. And
cloudy and stuff.
I don't remember going in the water much.
It wasn't
went. Just wasn't ideal.
Yeah. Yep. Those are what I can. What's the one you had that you were all excited about? Did you forget it?
Oh, when I had to get stitches.
Oh, was that what, camping or something?
Yeah, we went camping. My mom's going to yell at me because I'm going to be like, I don't remember. I know that the campground.
You don't remember every detail?
I remember the campground was called Cherrystone, maybe Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds right.
I don't know.
It was at a place that you catch crabs. Can you catch crabs in Virginia?
Think so.
Virginia Beach. There you
go. Sure.
It was at Cherrystone Campground. I don't know. Look it up. Maybe it's still around.
Okay.
But I forget if I ever told the story.
Go ahead.
On the podcast.
It's a good time to do it now.
I was technically on a vacation. We were playing t-ball with whenever we went camping, my parents would always try to get us to make friends, even though we were never going to see these kids again. But we made friends with like kids in the next campsite, and they wanted to play t-ball with a metal bat. And so I, trying to be the helpful person that I am, the biggest girl that we were playing with, like the oldest and largest of all of the kids, was up to bat, and the ball fell off the t-ball stand thing. And for some reason, I thought she had seen it, and so I went over to pick it up and put the ball back, but she didn't see that it had fallen, so she thought she just missed it, so she went to do it again and hit me right in the head. Look at
it
die.
Silly.
I was little.
What was she not looking at the ball?
I guess I was like maybe 8. Ugh. I think 8 or 9.
Ugh.
Yeah, she wasn't looking at the ball. I don't know what she was looking at, but it was a metal bat. Ugh. And all I remember is like walking up to our kid because my parents were in the RV.
Yeah.
I just go to like knock on the door and like open it. My mom just comes and I just have this like thing held up to my head trying to, and I'm like, I'm bleeding. Literally, my mom obviously like freaked out. We had to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
And I had to get stitches. And then the whole rest of the trip, whenever we would have a water activity, Lauren couldn't do it. Or I had to I went on one ride that kind of had water and I had to go like this the whole ride. And there's pictures of me just like,
to your head.
If you ever
wondered
why or if I had anxiety as a kid, I definitely did.
Yeah.
Because literally the whole, like any other kid, if you're like, yeah, just make sure you don't get it wet. Like you
They'd
do
like,
your
yeah,
best,
whatever.
Be with whatever. Meanwhile, I'm just like living like
I'll die if I get it wet.
I'm gonna die if it gets wet.
Yeah.
It's gonna open. Yeah, that wasn't fun. I forget if I went in an ambulance. It's all very blurry. Oh, then I remember. Oh, I don't even I don't know if I should say it to you because you're going to get grossed out.
We, so.
Oh, you just, you don't want to hear it?
Oh, okay. Go ahead. I thought you were not going to say it.
Do you want to hear it?
Go ahead.
I remember when.
Trigger warning.
I remember it was either when they were taking the stitches out. It must have been when they were putting it in. They, at some point, either putting it in or taking it out. I remember that they had said that they like dropped like part of the like stitches in there. So I vividly remember them trying to get it out. Whatever state that is.
Cool.
Like, figure Virginia. Out your healthcare system.
It's Virginia.
Is it Virginia? I was right.
You made a mistake, Lauren. Me and a couple of my friends, after we graduated high school, we went to the Bahamas, like five of us. And my friend John fell and hit his head in the nightclub. And we went the next morning, me and him, because he needed to get stitches. I don't know why we didn't go at night. I guess he thought he was okay, but it wasn't. So we had
but it to, wasn't.
We had to go take a taxi. Mind you, we're like 18, 19. So, you know, pretty young, going off on our... Just not that young, but young, going on in a taxi, driving through like, you know, the streets of Bahamas. And our taxi driver is drinking a 40 as he's driving us around. And then we go to the doctor's and it looks just like, you know, a house.
Oh my God.
It wasn't. And we walked in we walked in, there was a waiting room. It was pretty, you know, it was legit. It was a doctor, but it was just very.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things that creep me out about if I travel like abroad or mm-hmm. somewhere like an island, I don't know what their like healthcare hospital system is like. I'll probably have even more like it's fine if it's me, but I'm going to be even more worried if I have kids involved in that equation. Yeah. That's why like I was kind of happy I was pregnant during the pandemic because I didn't have to feel like I needed to travel while I was pregnant because the last thing I want is to have an issue while I'm not at my normal hospital and doctor. This episode is just going to be all the reasons why Lauren's scared to go on vacation.
Great. Right before we leave in a couple of days.
I mean, what? To be fair, I think that's the reason why me and you have not taken a vacation with just us in 6 years.
It's not. No. We were doing work stuff, then pandemic, then baby, then now. Yes, we could have, but it wasn't like we were like, no, we don't want to go.
We just don't.
We just
plan it.
Content. It was also like no place. I mean, yeah, there's plenty of places I'd like to go, but there's no like, I'm not like dying to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Besides like.
Most of the places I'm dying to go to are far.
I want to go to like, I want a 2 week beach vacation.
That's why I think you want a 2 week. Like a island vacation?
Island, just pure chill, relax. No, nothing. Just put me on a deserted island.
Just put me on
2 weeks. Just give me enough food and stuff. God.
I'm down to do that.
Oh yeah.
When our kids are old, I don't want to leave them.
For 2 weeks. Yeah, no. That, well,
when
that's
they're
the
older, we can bring them.
Yeah.
They can get their own like attached room, so we can kind of have some separation, but they're still with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing now.
Another creepy aspect that I often like think about when vacationing is like the travel aspects, especially driving, and you're just, you know, on highways, getting on and off to get gas and food, and you're just eating junk food, and like you're just like a vagabond for a little bit, and it's a little
nomad.
Yeah, you're a nomad. Got all your stuff in the car, you know, going to hotels.
You see some if you take long drives, like we've had to drive from New York to Florida a couple times.
Yeah.
It is interesting. Yeah. I think just going,
because I mean, you know, I've done plenty of like trips and vacations. You know, when I went up to Jay Peak, Vermont this year, and you're just driving through like small rural towns and you see interesting people and things. So, you know.
Yeah, remember the gas station we went to and they had baby alligators?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, can you buy these? What is this for?
For the right price.
Every time. Where was that? Was that South Carolina? And,
I don't
and
quite
Florida?
Remember.
The top of, yeah. I think it was the top of Florida and or Georgia and or South Carolina. But we hit a certain point that every time we would stop at a gas station, it was also like a souvenir shop with random stuff in it. Which is funny because like up here, if you stop at a gas station, it's like candy, drink. It's like junk food, drinks, and
yeah,
gas.
I'm sure there's souvenir shops around.
But like what's down there?
No.
They have like, I don't even know how to explain it.
Well, they're destination spots too. Like what's south of the border? Like what's that?
Oh yeah, right? We always pass south of the border, south of the border, and it looks like a great time.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta make, for people that were, you know, doing long road trips with kids and stuff, you gotta have places to, I guess, like stop and do something along the way. So
which I should start trying to, or I guess I could do it on the road, but trying to plan like decent spots to stop.
Yeah.
To let a kid and a dog run around for a little bit.
Rest stops. Just people who want to go to the bathroom.
Oh my God, remember we went to the one with the like drugged out lady?
Yeah, like freaking out.
It was like a whole family. They were like yelling at each
other. Yeah, it was weird.
It was very weird. Like we said, we still don't understand. Encounter some what strange was happening.
People and things in your travels. It's also weird, like we're renting a house. It's also weird just like going and living in somebody's house.
Yeah.
For a while. It's a little creepy. I mean, obviously everyone's, you know, you're worried about cameras and stuff.
I used to hate renting houses because I was like, what's the point?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Because like if you go to a hotel, they're taking care of you. Like they're cleaning up. Yeah. There's a food. There's usually like a restaurant there. You can get room service.
Yeah.
If you have an issue, somebody's right there to like help. You have other people around. There's things to do. In a house, it's like, oh, you have to clean up after yourself and you have to go grocery shopping and you have to cook.
You're just living in a different place for a little while.
Yes. I mean, now that I have a kid, it's better. And a dog. Yeah. When we're traveling with a kid and a dog, I hate going to hotels.
Yeah, it's very difficult. Especially the dog.
Yeah. Well, once she's older, the hotel will be fine. But while she's a little kid and sometimes wakes up at night, like crying and stuff, I always worry about that. When we're at a hotel, I'm like, they're going to hear it. People are going to hear it. They're going to complain. And I'm going to be like, what do I do?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I would. I just be like, what do you want me to do? I'm doing shut all I can. You think I don't want to sleep?
Yeah.
I always have a fear that like even when they called you yesterday to confirm the house, I thought they were calling to cancel.
The way she sounded on the phone at first, I thought definitely it was getting canceled, but she was just saying.
Yeah. Whereas like, I guess hotels, I have that fear, but not as much. Cause I'm like, they have other rooms, but I have heard like horror stories of Airbnbs just canceling.
Or double booking.
Oh God.
Yeah, that read a couple stories about that.
Oh no.
Or the Airbnb not existing.
Oh.
Or someone putting your house on Airbnb and you not knowing and people showing up. I'm like, we're here.
What? Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was a story that I read. I don't think I have it. But
I did not know that was a
basically,
thing.
Basically, yeah, this guy.
I could see it. Because they would take the money.
Put on Airbnb and he was living there and he wasn't doing that.
He wasn't doing that.
Yeah, and people showed up.
I guess what do we like about vacation? People are going to be like, Lauren doesn't like going on vacation. She
hates traveling. Well, some people don't like traveling.
It depends what the vacation is.
Like, I enjoy vacations. I mean, I like.
I think I will once we have kids that are older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When there's fun, like when you're doing fun new things on vacation, especially if you're going to like a beach vacation or like experiencing stuff you don't experience, like swimming with dolphins or something random like that, or
yeah,
you're just, you know, living the vacation life. You're Yeah, like you said before, like good thing about hotels when they're like all inclusive, you just have like you can go and just go eat at the buffet and then go at the pool and kind of like.
Yeah. I mean, once I'm in the vacation, I'm good.
Yeah.
And I have fond memories usually.
It's just all the prep you don't like.
It's all the prep because and also travel. Because I like we run our own business. So if I have to go on vacation, I can't just be like, hey, I'm going to take some time off and then yeah. like leave and everything's still running. It's like, oh, I have to shut down everything while I go or I have to work double as hard the week before to like get everything going. So it's like that. Now I have a kid, so I'm packing two, like I'm making sure I have all my stuff and she yep. has all her stuff and you just, you're responsible for yourself because I don't have the time.
Yeah, I'm responsible for myself.
yeah, I don't know. It's different now.
For
even,
sure.
Even before her though, because I was always worried we were going to like cancel, like miss a flight. Something was going to happen. Our reservation was going to go
What up. Was your favorite vacation? Mine was our honeymoon.
Yes.
Even though I got food poisoning.
I know. I feel bad about that. No, the, well, maybe the reason I don't like vacation. Well, I do really like, I liked all my camping vacations as a kid. I thought those were cool. And we got to like travel and we all got to be a fan, like together yeah. as a family. And I have really nice memories of that growing up. I feel like my old, like my adult year vacations have, maybe I just haven't found like the right vacation for me.
Yeah. I think that's it.
Because St. Lucia was like, I loved our honeymoon.
Yeah.
That is the one and only time I have ever been to an island vacation, like a tropical vacation.
That's what we got
to
do more of those.
I know, probably.
But how are we going to do that now? That's what I
You got to wait till she gets a little older. Then we go.
With her.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you could take trips here and there without, but I would say when they're yeah. older and somebody can come stay with them for a week easier.
Mm-hmm. Cruise. Well, how, all right. How do you feel about cruises?
Oh, God.
I know how.
We should have did a whole episode.
We could, but we'll include it with this because that's a vacation. Have you've never been on one, right?
I've never been on.
So one. I was
so
on.
So it's hard to.
I was on
take
one.
Take my opinion with a grain of salt because yeah. I've never been on one.
I was on one, and I enjoyed it. I was 18, so I could gamble and drink in international waters, and like.
Well, yeah. When you're a kid, I feel like when you're a kid and you do like when we used to go to.
Oh camp, yeah, when you're a kid. Oh yeah, sorry. Shit.
Canada every year was also one of my favorite yeah. trips.
Yeah, that's fun. Well, you got to be a little more descriptive.
You just sorry, went to Canada. We went. Well, I think I've talked about it in another yeah. podcast, but every year we would go up to Canada for a week to, and literally the whole week is just skiing, drinking, and eating. Yeah. That's kind of, and then chilling at the ski house. Maybe, so I either have two types of vacations. It's either like I want to know almost every day, like what I can do. Like I want to be in a place where I don't have to like plan much or go.
You can just decide when you want to yeah. do something. Yeah.
See, this well, is like therapy. This is explained. Yeah. This is, that's why I think like, so like our vacation coming up now and the vacation I had, we had last year where we like, so for context, last year we went with my family and rented out like a beach house in the Outer Banks. And it was like right on the water, which was awesome. But we were responsible for planning like the meals and what we're going to do. And we, as in like the family. And every day we had to like go do something or go to a different thing.
There's also
or whatever.
Like more people.
Yes, there was a lot more people.
What were we at? 13, 14?
Yeah. A lot of kids, dogs. Yeah. This trip is Bobby's family because we didn't get to do one with them. And it's the same thing. Like we don't have as much planned. We also don't have as many kids to like have to entertain all day.
Yeah.
Just Melody. But it still falls on like the group to make plans and decide things. Whereas when we go to Canada, we're literally living on a ski mountain and people could be like, hey, we want to go out skiing, go out skiing.
And you just go.
You want to stay at the house, stay at the house. You yeah. want to go down to the lodge and have some drinks, do that. You want to go into town one day, too cool. Like, let's figure that out. But you don't have to like figure out every single day what you feel like doing.
Yeah.
But that's the same with St. Lucia. It's like everything was there. So it's like, what do you feel like? Like yeah. you could wake up and be like, what do I want to do today? Oh, I'll go down to the beach. Whereas like, yeah, the other trips, see, that's, I'm learning my ideal vacation. My ideal vacation is where everything's in one spot and you can kind of like.
Like a wedding when you want everything in one spot.
Yes.
You well, 'cause
I want less work.
And less decision making.
Yes.
Just spur of the moment, be like, I'm gonna do this.
That's why our honeymoon was so great because yeah. we literally got there. We got to the reception desk and the girl that was like in charge of us for the week gives us this paper and she's like, here's all the reservations I made for you. Mm-hmm. Here's what I thought you could do every day. But she was like, but if any of this doesn't sound good, or if you wake up one morning and you're like, you know what, we don't really feel like doing this. She's like, let me know. That literally took all the decision making out, but still left us like the ability to say, yeah. hey, we don't really feel like doing this. Like, that's my perfect vacation. Somebody being like, here's all of your stuff that we yeah. could do. And this is what I planned each day, so you don't have to.
But you can do it or not do it.
But you can do it or not do it or change days.
And when you're with a lot of people and a lot of and kids and different families, everyone has like different priorities.
Yeah.
But which the is vacation we're doing now, as you're listening to this, it's going to be my family, which is just
going to be... But your dad's going to be listening to this while we're on vacation.
Yeah. Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Which is just my parents and my brother, so 6 total, including Melody.
Yeah.
So... Less than half of, and
damn, less than half.
Less than half, and a lot less like different things that people want to do. So we're going to be more chill. So hopefully that'll float your boat a little more.
Yeah, we'll see. We're testing out vacations to see how anxious Lauren.
Another one of my favorites, which changed a lot of my mentality with like, I guess just traveling and I guess life in general is when I went with Justin on that like camping. That week-long camping trip we did.
Oh, yeah.
So we didn't really have plan. We didn't make reservations anywhere really besides Acadia because that's a huge place and you kind of have to get like camping reservations there. But more or less, it was just kind of like, we're going to see how far we get this day. We'll go check this out and we'll look at things as we're going. And it was a lot more like loose and it was low expectations.
Yeah, I think there's I feel like there's always two types of people.
And And what was good, he had done the trip a couple years ago, so he kind of knew like a broad sense of like where we should go. And it was just a matter of like making it happen. And it was a lot more like loose,
yeah,
which I enjoyed.
I was going to say, there's definitely two types of people that vacation. There's the loose people.
Yeah.
The loose people. The people that like don't need a schedule and kind of just want to go with the flow. Then there's the people that want to be like super planned.
Regimented, have a billion things planned. And
not even that, but just have a solid plan.
I gotcha.
Like you don't have to like because the loose people that don't need a schedule still might want to do a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
They just like do it on the fly rather than plan it in advance. Yeah. I'm definitely the planner. So that's why for this trip, I'm trying to be the like sit back and let's see what happens person and see if maybe that's better for me as far as vacation planning.
Yeah,
goes.
It's weird. I feel like I've gone through when I was younger and I guess pre that trip I just talked about, I was a lot more like planning and then I've loosened up over the years and just kind of like figure it out as you go along.
I feel like guys also have an easier time packing. I don't know what it's because like right now I've learned that if I don't figure out kind of what I'm wearing in advance, I will pack so much stuff and will wear like half of it.
Well, yeah, so I mean, guys' now, clothing is can be a lot more like simplified and like,
yeah,
I can
well, just here's a usually shorts and pants or shorts and shorts and a shirt, shirt and pants. Whereas girls have like dresses, rompers. So it's like, you do you want to wear
things.
I could bring one outfit that I can wear once and I can't really wear it again or else it's the same outfit.
Yeah.
Whereas like you guys kind of just
can wear like the same pair of shorts, a couple days, just change a shirt. Yeah. Guys can definitely pack more easily.
Yeah. I've learned that if I have the time, like I'm trying to do for this trip to try on and figure out outfits in advance. So I only pack things that I know will go with one another rather than just throwing in a shirt and pants and then like getting there and being like, oh, I didn't pack the right shirt to go with these pants or like the right pants to go with these shirt type situation. And it also alleviates when you're at vacation, like, for women trying to figure out what you're going to wear each day, you already have like the outfits. You're just like, okay, I want that outfit.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's definitely like a good thing. If you have everything planned out, then you know, it's less thinking. You're like, all right, this is for today. And then you just adapt if necessary, depending on the weather.
My goal for this trip is to try and alleviate as much stress, I guess.
Good.
Well, it's also I'm coming off of, we basically had so many back-to-back stuff the last couple weeks that if I seem a little on edge, that's why. We've literally been nonstop. So like my hope is that the vacation slows me down. So I'm kind of happy we don't have a bunch of stuff planned because I just am so done doing stuff.
Yeah.
But because we went from like all this stressful stuff to now me being stressed out about packing and getting everything together and knowing we have like a 9-hour car ride with a toddler and a dog. Until we get over all that, then I can like try to relax and
sounds
enjoy
good.
The vacation.
Yeah.
So check in with me then and see if I'm enjoying
it. Yeah, no, it's definitely, there's a lot of stress that comes along with it.
Yeah, then it takes me at least a solid week, which is funny. Yeah, then it takes me like a solid week to kind of
to recover,
unpack, recover, get back, like get your grocery, because we're trying to like eat. I'm trying to get rid of all the like perishable stuff right now because we're going to be gone for a little while. And then we come back. Then you have to like restock everything. And then we're leaving again in a week and a half for a couple of days.
Jeez. Yep.
Travel.
If you could go anywhere in the world right now, where would you go?
Ooh, right. Like right now with no, like it would just be easy.
Sure. Yeah.
I meant like.
Where did your mind go?
Like, because my mind immediately was like, oh, like what would work for us to go with like Melody or like.
Sure. With Melody.
Oh, well, then that winds it down a little bit.
OK, fine. Not with Melody. She can come, but
that's what I mean. Like, just
We're going to go with Melody, but we have a babysitter.
Okay. Somebody that's going to help.
Yes.
Even that would probably change my mind, but.
God.
Okay. No, Mel. Just if I had the chance to leave.
Or you by yourself. Somewhere. There okay, you go.
Me,
you.
Me by myself.
You get a week to go wherever you want alone.
Well, that'd be sad.
Oh, God. Never mind.
I understand the question. I think at this point, well, I feel like it's different because right now I'm like very stressed and I would like to de-stress. So I would say an all-inclusive island.
Super fancy spa.
Well, I was going to say Hawaii, but Hawaii doesn't have any all-inclusives.
They have no all-inclusives?
As far as I know, yeah. No, I'm pretty sure I asked when we were looking into it.
Years ago, I'm sure they do. So an all-inclusive...
But I just don't know enough about islands to know which one like is.
The Maldives. Or the
Maybe
Maldives.
Ooh, Turks and Caicos. Because I keep hearing that's a very relaxing. There's not much that happens.
Yeah.
It's just a white.
So just a relaxing beach. Beaches. We want the same thing. So let's go.
I want good food.
Yeah, same.
A relaxing environment.
Yeah, me too.
But I don't want to leave Melody.
That's what we'll bring her and have a babysitter. Or get a baby. Or daycare.
Get a babysitter.
She'll have fun.
She'll have fun.
No, I understand. I get it. Well, that's the hard thing is now you have kids, you don't want to leave them, but you also want to go do stuff.
Yes. So for a little while, you got to make vacations that would work for all of you.
I wouldn't mind getting like a nice RV and just like traveling all around America.
Going. On, like, I would also cool like that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I also think that a lot of my anxiety comes from flying.
Yeah.
So whenever there's a trip that's driving related, especially if we had an RV, like. Yeah, I know in the next couple of years, it'll get a lot easier because like we'll have a kid that can kind of entertain herself with games or movies
stuff.
Or whatever. Yeah. I mean, right now she kind of does with the iPad, but not for long, super long periods.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, Sponsored Jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. Your number two burns the hair in my nose. But we fought hand in paw. Now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.
I always wanted to do that. I told you I liked when I was a kid, I liked camping because we would get to load up in the RV and we would drive really long distances. But because it was an RV, like my parents would trade out driving. There was a bathroom so we didn't have to stop, like a bathroom in our RV. You could sleep if you wanted for a little, like lay down flat and sleep. You could play games. You could watch a movie.
Yeah, I would like to do that. We should do that.
Yeah, so we watch a couple called Kara and Nate on YouTube. If you like travel, or even don't, or you're just interested by it, like
where
watch
were they
them
again? Do you remember? I'm looking it up.
Crap. Brazil?
No
they were in some, well, I think Bobby's looking it up, but
I'm looking it up. Peru.
Peru.
Yeah, they did this it's called like the monkey race, and they basically travel like thousands of miles on these tiny little like mopeds basically, and you're, you know, in the middle of nowhere, and in one spot they like got lost and eventually found this tiny little town, and people were, you know, living in pretty poor living conditions.
Yeah.
And they asked if they could stay with them because they had nowhere to go. It was nighttime. And they let them stay in their like quote unquote kitchen, I guess.
And with guinea pigs running around
because they raise the guinea pigs and eat them.
And they said just like random strangers sometimes.
Yeah, random strangers. Just a very different, like very different ways of living.
It's just life.
And just cool to see how different people live, and it makes you appreciate stuff more for sure.
But
I think that's one of the best things about traveling, going on vacations.
Oh yeah. Even when we went to St. Lucia.
Oh yeah.
That was a very different, like,
the culture shock and seeing. Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I want to do that, more of that.
Yeah.
It's always odd going. We have our whole lives. I know eventually, like, we'll hit a time where it'll be easier to travel. So I'm trying not to, like.
It's very interesting when you go to these, like, you know, island destination places, and you go to these beautiful resorts, but then the surrounding areas are usually, like, impoverished and pretty poor living conditions. I mean, you know, you hope that the tourism is helping bring in money and give people jobs, but at the same time, it's just like, very different around the world, which I think is good, gives you good perspective and is one of the good things about traveling. And you don't have to go far. I mean, you can, you know, state by state or wherever you live.
Can we talk about how the UK, a vacation for them is 10 days, and for us, it's like technically 5 that you're taking off?
Yeah. Yeah, our
like they can take 2 full weeks. They can take 10 days off of
their holidays. Well, it's just a much better way to live, and like that's what is so
odd. I'm still to this day, I know we talked about it in the one podcast, but I'm still to this day angry that our honeymoon was only 7 days.
Yeah.
The one big trip of our life. We could only do 7 days because of your job.
Yeah.
I think my problem is I just need to get over the stress of planning a trip, and I need to get better at planning vacations during times where I don't like more vacation planning in May and June, because every year I feel like May and June are just taken up by weddings and graduations and birthdays and like whatever the heck else. And then by the time we get to the vacation, I can't even enjoy the vacation because I'm just like rushing into it. Mm-hmm. So I feel like my vacations need to be like the summer and fall. That's where like not much happens for me.
Okay.
And winter.
Remember this. Yeah, a vacation I would like to do in the future is during Christmas to go up to like Vermont or somewhere and rent a big, nice cabin. So you have Christmas ideally in like a very snowy environment. What? Why are you giving me this look?
Sounds like my nightmare.
You don't want to, like,
that means you got to like log everything.
Oh, God, Lauren, you have to do something.
Not Christmas. Yes. If we start doing that, then all the Floridians are going to want us to go down there.
No, I want
a snowy Christmas.
I want like a big snowy Christmas.
Gotcha.
So, bah humbug.
I know. I told you I'm going through a rough week.
I see that.
The rough week that I'm hoping will be solved by vacation.
I think it could be. I hope so.
I hope so too.
When this people are listening to this, you're happily smiling, reading a book.
This is reading a book by the lake.
Yes.
That's what I rented. I bought Kindle books, which I haven't read in like years. Mm-hmm. I'm bringing a adult coloring book. That sounds dirty, but it's not. It's like the little stress ones. I'm trying to like bring relaxing things with me on this vacation to like force myself to not do anything.
Gotcha.
The one thing I will say I do like about vacations, though, is when I'm home, I feel like I need to be doing something when I have free time. So I either need to be working or I need to be like cleaning the house or organizing or doing something. Mm-hmm. Whereas on a vacation, I can't really work because I don't have my office. I mean, I could, but I can't in the same capacity. And I don't care about like cleaning and organizing because it's not my house.
Yeah.
Besides like basic cleanup, just so that we have a nice place to stay in. So that takes those two big things off my plate, which is nice. Am I the only person that thinks vacations are stressful?
They're stressful.
Well, no, never mind. Because I always hear the saying, like, I need a vacation after my vacation.
Oh, yeah. It also depends what you did.
Yeah.
If it was like a busy vacation with a lot of people or family, and you're tired, you didn't really get to relax. If you have kids and you're just chasing your
kids. I feel like it's more so like family vacations with kids. Yeah. You're doing a bunch.
If it's a couple or just, you know, friends are going, I'm sure they're having a great time. Not that you're not when you're with kids, but you're not.
It's different. It's it's
you
more
can
tiring.
Do whatever you can focus on yourself and be more selfish. Whereas when you're with family and kids, you have
everybody's takeaway is gonna be like, Lord and Poppy don't like traveling.
I do. I like travel. Well, we haven't done much traveling with kids.
I know. That's why. But I
and the and that said, like Melody was good last year.
She was great on her trip.
Yeah,
she exceeded my expectations.
It's just you don't like the plan for it.
I don't.
You don't like the planning part.
I don't like the planning part. And I also get anxious when I'm trying to like decide what to do at a place if there's other people involved.
Yeah.
Like if it was just us, I'd say, this is what I want to do today.
Yeah.
Whereas
you got to learn to just
I
do
know,
that.
I know. I have to learn to do that regardless of who's around.
People want to do it, they do it.
You know who's good at that? My brother and Jessica.
Yeah. Absolutely.
They're like, this is what we want to do today. And they do it.
Yeah. So do
it. I gotta get better at just doing that. And if people want to join, great. If not, then like, go do what you want to do, and then we'll meet up later.
I agree.
I agree.
Everyone has different wants and needs. Can't make everybody happy.
I think our problem is we need to travel / vacation more.
Yeah.
As a family.
Yeah.
So that we can like get more used to it.
Yeah.
And see that it's not so scary.
Want to plan a vacation? After we come back?
Not right now.
We can do it right now on the podcast.
Where should we go? Where's a good place to go with a toddler?
I don't know.
And a dog, maybe.
I don't know.
Don't have to worry about him either.
Got to look up and do some research.
I know.
And that's where today's sponsor comes now.
I wish. That would be great. That's why I said July. July, I'm chilling. All I want to do is chill by our pool and whatnot.
Cool.
And maybe we could plan something. Yeah. Should plan something in the fall or the winter.
Yeah. Sounds good.
There you go.
Would you like me to read some creepy vacation stories?
Oh, I thought
stories?
You pulled your laptop. I was like, are you going to book it now?
Yeah, I'm going to book it right now. Would you like to hear some of the craziest vacations from hell from some Reddit users?
Yeah. Maybe okay. It'll... Oh, is this... This going to make my anxiety about...
Oh, it'll... This worse. Definitely going to make it worse.
Okay.
Cool.
Sounds good.
All right. So these are just people's... little snippets and stories about their vacation nightmares. So here we go.
Okay.
We got a coupon for a historic hotel in Atlantic City, which first of all, Atlantic City, historic hotel.
Pass
on that.
Which is also funny because remember when a little context, my mom and I opened a big chest that was filled with a bunch of my dad's old stuff that we wanted to go through. And one of the things that we got was the cards. She said they used to send him, because he spent so much money at Atlantic City, they used to send him like free hotel stays so that he would go and spend more money there. That's what that sounds like.
Along the way, they had a tire explode. The motel where they were going to spend the night sold their room to somebody else since it was not paid for yet. The only motel we could find that was not booked was awful. The curtains were fabric nailed to the window frames, and they got bed bugs on their arm because they accidentally put it under the sheets.
Wait. I will say the room not being paid for, I always, if I know I'm going there, I like 100% pay for the room.
Yeah.
Because I always worry about that happening.
I never thought about that. Yeah. And then they said at the historic hotel, they put $100 on hold, which was pretty much the last of their cash after their tire had to get replaced. And they bought like a giant famous sub and they had to share it for two meals. And somehow they said they gambled and turned $5 into 40 and it paid for their tolls home. So sounds like it was just like a younger.
Yeah. I was going to say some younger people. So they blew out their tire and then only had $100 left to go to Atlantic City. I would be like, we should go home. This isn't going to
work. Sounds like a younger people.
But still, that sucks. Sorry.
And there's a couple like just like one or two sentence ones. This is the first
one. Oh, wait. That just reminded me that on one of our vacations, our bikes all fell off the back of so we had the RV that was trailing the like little like Jeep car.
Yeah.
And then they were on the back of the Jeep car and then they fell off. I'm pretty sure we noticed like cars ran over.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. Sorry. no cars did run over them, but we went back to go get them. And guess whose bike was the only one that got destroyed?
Yours. Because
it was on the outside of your bike. The wreck. It was mine.
Here's another one. They say, went to Tennessee mountains in a cabin. My dog got hit by a car and we spent half the holiday in the vet's office. He's fine now.
He's fine now. Yeah. Oh my God, but that's like my cousin's dog died in Canada. And we thought she was being dramatic and she was not. That's got to be the worst vacation. My gosh.
Went to Hawaii with my mom in high school. When we got back, her husband had left her and moved out of the house while we were gone.
Oh, which my God.
I guess it was like a stepdad or something to her because the way they put it.
Her husband. Yeah. So it's not their dad.
Okay.
Wait, you skipped one?
No.
Oh.
So they say they really weren't from hell, but all our vacations growing up were not really vacations. This one's funny. So we would go with my dad when he had to go and work on a project that he designed. There would be 3 or 4 days of hanging out in a hotel and swimming.
Okay, I will say as a kid, I loved. Yeah, I think what I'm learning is as a kid, I loved vacations because I didn't have to do anything.
Yeah, you just had fun.
My parents had to do everything. Yeah, exactly. And now that I have to do everything, I'm like, eh.
There you go. They were never
to doing nothing.
They were never actual cities people go for vacations. He would take us to the sites where the crews were working. We would go to dams and stand in the dry area before they got filled up. We would go and look at big holes in dirt. We would check out sewage treatment plants. We did have fun, but didn't realize that others were going to lakes or skiing or amusement parks or beaches until we got a bit older.
Oh, my God.
That was funny. All right. The main reason I picked this article is because I was reading them, and then I got to this story. I was like, all right, I'll use these. 7-day camping trip. Full of mosquitoes. Rain 5 out of 7 days.
Oh, that's no.
It. Yeah, I always...
It's going to be the worst if it rains the whole time.
Yeah, it sucks. I when I watch like my camping dudes on YouTube and they have like week-long 10-day trips and the weather's just horrible and they're just getting annihilated by flies and it's like it's hard to find the good stuff in that.
I told you. I think it all just goes back to like you're looking forward to this trip.
Yeah, you have high expectations.
Really hoping it goes well and you're spending a lot of money and then when it doesn't, it's like 10 times worse.
Which is why I've tried to shift and be less like have
expectations
and plans and just
probably good.
Well, go with the flow.
That's why I'm wondering to see if this trip is like a good, relaxing one because I'm going in with zero expectation, haven't planned anything.
Yeah.
Just kind of like going to hang out at a cool house on a lake.
I think it'll be good.
That's the plan.
All right. This is a crazy one. When I was 14, this guy my mom was dating invited us to this Christian 3-day music festival. I am a pagan, so I obviously refused, but being only 14, I was forced to go. My mom forgot the sunscreen, and I ended up getting sunburned so badly it left green scabs on my face that eventually healed but did leave some permanent scars. Also, I was cramped in this really uncomfortable tent with a sleeping bag that was too small for me and also laid on a bunch of rocks. I got no sleep. In the shower trailer, a big gust of wind blew open my curtain and plenty of old dudes saw me naked. And last but not least, my mom was at the concert with her boyfriend and I got stuck with the task of babysitting my younger sister who had severe behavioral problems. When it turned out that she had the wrong wristband on and couldn't ride on any of the free rides, she flipped the F out and ran off and into a large crowd. It was 2 hours of me chasing her down and getting laughed at by groups of other teenagers trying to control my little sister and probably the awful sunburn on my face. My mom wasn't answering her cell, and finally someone stopped my little sister and accused me of attempting to kidnap her. So that led to us sitting in the security tent for a few hours until my mom finally decided to show up. Worst vacation of my life.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it sounds intense. Yeah. I've been to a couple music festivals. I guess they're vacations. I don't know what you call them.
I know. That's the thing. Like, I keep thinking in my head, I'm like,
what is a vacation?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit To get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Not all travel is a vacation. Like, I've gone on work trips.
What, going to music festival?
I would say a vacation. I wouldn't say that's a vacation.
What would you call it? An adventure?
Trip.
A trip.
What do you mean, a trip?
Yeah. So I've been on a few music festival trips.
Yeah. A vacation I would categorize as like you're going there with the expectation to like have, well, I guess you're going to a music festival to have fun, but like to relax and like, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to look up the definition.
I should have asked. I didn't use our good old friend Chad.
You told me what the definition of a neighbor was, which I didn't know.
So funny.
Or didn't need to know.
Yeah.
Vacation definition. Because, yeah, I keep getting confused, too, if like something constitutes as a vacation or not. An extended period of leisure and recreation, especially one spent away from home or in traveling.
It's pretty broad.
The action of leaving something one previously occupied.
Yeah. So I think what is a lot of things can be classified as a vacation.
Yeah, I guess there's no like, it's just any period spent away. So I guess you could count it as a vacation.
Yeah, I would count
it. I would. I guess it's up to the person. Like, I wouldn't count going to the music festival as a vacation.
Yeah.
I would count it as like a trip.
But it depends. Like, you could go to Coachella and get like some sick hotel.
But yeah, or if you extended it, then I would count it as a vacation. If you were like doing a week and you just happened to go to a
How many days do you need to be on?
For a proper vacation, I'd say either like a 4-day weekend or a week.
Okay. So 3 days.
To me.
3 days doesn't count.
No. That's just a weekend. That's just doing something fun for the weekend.
Yeah.
I feel like vacation is like an extended period of like taking off work and having your main objective be like to relax and or.
Yeah, I think more. But then people do like adventure vacations.
Plan things
like
that.
Go like on like week long camping. I don't know. I don't know. I think it can be whatever you want it to be.
I think for a vacation to be a vacation, you're planning to go somewhere. What?
For you.
For me. You're planning to go somewhere. Just to go somewhere. You're not going somewhere because you have a work thing or because you have
going a music festival to vacation, or you have some fun and recreation.
Like for ours, like we were like, hey, let's go to this cool place.
Yeah, but your camping trips, how long were they?
Long. We went in the summer. It was like weeks at a time. Sometimes a weekend, but
Gotcha. Oh, this is a good one. Ready for this one?
Sure.
All right. Original flight was from Miami to Barranquilla, Colombia. Warm weather. They mentioned the airport closed temporarily due to a plane spinning out.
Oh, God.
They changed our flight to Bogota, Colombia. Cold weather. I was wearing a tank top. Once at Bogota, they mentioned that the airport was still closed. But if I flew to Cartagena, Colombia, I would be closer and it would be open by then. Once at Cartagena, they sent us on a big tour bus to Barranquilla, their original destination. The bus breaks down. Let's not mention we had no sweaters and no currency since family was going to pick us up. We were out of communication to family in Miami and Barranquilla for 36 hours.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, when you're traveling vacation-wise, you know, you're a lot of things can go wrong. That would be the worst.
Oh, that's always one of my biggest fears too, is if I'm international, is making sure my passport doesn't get lost or stolen.
Yeah.
Or money, or because I've heard many stories of many people having things taken from them and it just like ruins the whole thing.
Parents took me to Disney World when I was about 5. After only a day or two, I got chicken pox and we had to go
home. Oh no.
That sucks.
That's what's funny is I think I'm looking forward to trips that I normally wouldn't look forward to because of Melody. Like, I'm looking forward to going to Disney.
Yeah.
Even though, like, me, myself,
Personally, I mean, it's whatever.
Personally, I would rather not.
But it's fun when you have to watch her experience it.
Yes.
Be excited and happy.
So that's why I think like my vacations that I would enjoy now is like getting to see her and get excited about stuff.
For sure.
That's why I'm going to focus on her for this trip too.
That's, yep.
For her. See how she likes living on a waterfront.
Cruise ship to the Virgin Islands, not even out of the Hudson River, heard a clunk, lights flash, and other weird sounds. The part of the boat that makes it move, I guess the propeller, the engine broke. But there's a company policy to never turn back a ship. Okay. They use the backup thing, I guess engine or generator, that makes it move, but that could only go at a quarter of the speed of the normal boat. We literally spent a week doing circles in the ocean until we could return back to the New York City port. We got on the local news for it, though.
Oh, my God.
I'd be like, get me off this damn boat. I will swim back. Depends. Like I said, there's a lot of stuff to do.
Oh, wait. We didn't even say about when we went with your family to Maryland, what happened to us where I got sun poisoning again.
Oh, geez.
Speaking of things, boats not working.
Yeah,
we literally like got on these jet skis. It was like, it's basically the same people that are going on the trip this time, but we get on jet skis. We've been looking forward to doing it all week. Mm-hmm. I will say, I think that trip too, we kind of winged it and it turned out fine.
Yeah.
But the one day we booked to do jet skis. We went and did jet skis and I think your parents were both on one.
Yeah.
They were sharing. Theirs wasn't working.
No, everyone's wasn't. So we go to launch, like, to start, and we're like in the, you know, on the beach area, the dock, whatever, and like no one's jet skis are turning on.
Yeah,
everyone's, because what happened is they all got
seaweed
flooded and clogged with seaweed, so they it couldn't pull water
because we were like the first ones of the day.
Yeah, they spent like 45 minutes to an hour, and they finally got all of them working except my parents. My dad like flipped out and said he wasn't doing, gave up,
and left.
We got them going. We went out, and I think they gave us more time because they felt bad for us, which was fine.
But also, first of all, I put on sunscreen when we left, thinking, because we were only supposed to be on it an hour.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, perfect. But we were on it for like 3 hours.
3 hours, yeah.
So the sunscreen obviously wore off. After 3 hours, I couldn't reapply it, so I got sun poisoning.
Yeah, you're riding and constantly getting water.
But then we got out there, and then your brothers died,
mm-hmm.
and then they had to come get him. And I was like, this is just a mess.
Yeah. So we got back, and I was expecting them to like comp it or like do something to make it right, because it was definitely
an hour,
like,
turned into,
listen,
three
I completely
hours.
Understand, you know, shit happens and like things break, but they were not being very accommodating.
Yeah.
So I get back expecting like them to be super apologetic and give us something, whatever. And it was, they were not. They were the complete opposite and mad at my parents for like.
Oh yeah, they blamed us for not giving them enough time. To like, they were like, oh, well, he would have gotten it working if he would have just.
And we're like, it was 45, it was like an hour. I was
just sitting while these people like worked on.
In the water. And I was then eventually like, I got out and was like in like the bay holding.
Oh yeah, you
two
were like pushing. Yeah,
wave
it was
runners
bad.
So that they could. It was like I was like helping the people, the workers.
Well, because we felt bad for the workers.
Because
like,
they're younger kids. But like then the whole freaking. So. I was expecting them to comp it or like whatever, and they wouldn't do anything. I was like flipping. We were all like freaking out because at one point, I forget what did. Remember, like I like was trying.
Oh, when we first got back to the thing in person, you guys started getting heated, and Greg had to like,
because they were yelling at us.
Yes,
they came at us, and I was like, "What?"
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing. Like, I've never been to a.
They were mad at us for
a small business that, like, the second we're like, "Hey, like, what?" Oh, it was because your dad wanted his money back or whatever for his, at least. Because I said, whatever, like, we still went out, we'll pay for whatever ours was.
Yeah.
But you were trying to get, he wanted his money back, and they said, no, sorry, you guys were the ones that got off.
Yeah.
And he freaked out because he was like, we got off because you were. Because
they weren't working.
Detangling my jet ski for, well, first of all, the whole point of this, if you're running a jet ski business where this happens.
And they say, they said it happens a lot. And we're like, okay.
So
like,
then, and it wasn't like we were going out at the crack of dawn. Yeah. Like, and they were there before we got there. Like, they could have very easily went and did all this before people started using the jet skis.
So I remember like getting an argument and just being like in shock at how absurd it was.
Yeah, it was really bad.
And like looking at like Lauren and my brother and like Greg and me, like, what is happening? Greg,
who's, we're the most non-confident. Yeah. Like, maybe you get heated a little easily.
Yeah.
Your dad does, but me, Greg, and Kevin are pretty like mellow. Extreme. For us to all be like, what?
Yeah. Once they started having my back and like yelling at them too, I was like, okay, good. I'm glad that I'm not like in the wrong here. And they were like freaking out in front of like all the people on the beach. And I was just trying to like leave because like, this is dumb. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
So I end up calling the number, expecting it to be like,
like corporate.
The corporate or like the headquarters. Like, and I basically get on the phone with the guy that we were just, and I was like, oh, hi, Dylan. Yelling with and we basically came to the conclusion that they gave my parents
a free ride, like a makeup session,
which is fun. Which, like, you could have done that from the start.
Yeah, from the start, you could be like, sorry, it didn't work
all
out.
All they do is, hey, sorry, like, this didn't work out. Like, we can,
like, we can't refund you, but
yeah, the people who didn't go, we can give them another like voucher to go, and we that would have been fine. But no, it's your fault. Like, what do you mean it's my fault? I didn't come down here and sabotage your jet skis. Oh, that was crazy.
Sorry, forgot about that. So,
yeah,
I'll never forget that. I was like, just standing there, I was like, what is happening?
In shock at like getting yelled at for being
you. And the best part was like, you guys went up pretty nicely.
Yeah.
And he was the one that escalated,
the workers. That's what I'm saying. Like, we went up just being like, hey, this happened. Can you guys do anything? Like, what are you going to do? No, it's your fault. Like, the girl there, I remember like the girl who was like working at the like the counter flipped out. Like, we had just like stolen her jet skis or something. And I was just like, whoa. This is not at all how you should be reacting. Oh, yeah. Dealing with people.
I remember your parents went back there and I was like, was Dylan there?
Yeah.
So like, that's like an ongoing joke with him and his family. Like, our whenever we're together, we're like, oh, Dylan? Did you see Dylan? Freaking Dylan.
My sorority sister planned an epic weekend long bachelorette party in Santa Monica, California, I believe. We had talked for a few months about all the details, and the girls narrowed it down to one super cute Airbnb. Well, my friend lives in a different part of California and arrived early with someone else from the state. By the time they landed, their phone was blowing up. The place was infested with cockroaches. So needless to say, the girls enacted Plan B and booked a new Airbnb and sent the address. When they arrived, everything was great. They had moved in, cooked tacos, and started popping bubbly. We got back on day two from an epic boat trip, and it turns out the owner of the condo that they stayed at was illegally hosting Airbnbs in several units of the same building. They found this out because the people staying below them got a visit from the city and were issued a citation and told to vacate the premises. It was ridiculous. How do you go from one cockroach-infested house to an illegal stay? But to make matters worse, we ran out of toilet paper that last night. 7 girls, 3 toilets, no paper.
Oh my God. Wait, that just reminded me. Did we ever talk about the Airbnb story where they tried to claim that we broke a bunch of their stuff?
That was ridiculous.
That was my first experience with Airbnb too.
Yeah, there was a bunch of like Airbnb articles that I read of just.
Oh my God.
It's sketchy. It is sketchy.
Oh yeah, you're staying at somebody's house.
Well, it's because it's not going through like a rental property. So it's more like.
Well, actually, the Outer Banks one we did last year was through a rental
property.
And
so is the one we're doing too.
Oh, good. Yeah. See, I would rather that. When you go to like a rent, like a.
There is a good thing about it is that, yes, you have more like accountability and there's more like structure.
People to help you.
But the houses will feel like less homey.
Yeah.
I've noticed. Whereas like, quick side story, we went to Jay Peak this year and the condo we stayed at was
that a managed one?
Yeah. Oh. Bare minimum. It just, the home felt like nothing. There was just nothing on the walls to make it feel like a house. Like, it felt very cold inside. And our friends who were there, they had a smaller place, but like, it was owned by people and they would stay there. So it had all like much more decorations. It felt like you were at like a nice, like resort little condo place.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a good one if you'd like to read it.
My friends and I rented a house on Block Island for Memorial Day weekend. We had thought it was... I haven't been reading
much. Yeah, you're out of reading shape.
We had thought it would be much warmer, but Memorial Day isn't actually that hot. As it turned out, we were the first renters of the summer season. The host claimed the cleaning crew had been there prior to us arriving. While the house itself was relatively clean, I noticed a giant spider in the downstairs bathroom. Someone killed it, but I am terribly afraid of them, so I was keeping an eye out. We went into town for dinner, came back a little tipsy, and were watching some TV when I heard my friend get his boyfriend to go into their room, and then the vacuum went off. The rest of us went to check it out, and they were vacuuming dozens of spiders out of their room. This, of course, sent me into a drunk panic, so we paraded around the entire house with the handheld vacuum. I kid you not, we had to kill hundreds of spiders, big, little, every kind. It was disgusting and horrifying. We went to bed thinking, okay, we killed them all. This is fine. The next morning, we were woken up by roosters at the crack of dawn. They lived on a farm across the street and just wandered over. They became my friend's nemesis for the entire trip, to the point he was out there one morning in his underwear in the driveway fighting a rooster to leave us alone. They never did. They came up to the windows and squawked every morning. It was terrible. About halfway through the trip, I woke up to a bad bite / sting on my knee and assumed the spiders are back and eating me alive. Nope, it was a giant hornet in my bed. My friend rushed in when I was screaming and smashed it with my eyeshadow palette. None of the colors broke, at least. I like how they put that in.
Yeah, I like that little tidbit.
A couple of us also went to the farm across the street to go horseback riding. And let's just say the people running the place may or may not have been on meth. We did not ride horses that day. Oh, and my friend found out his uncle had died while we were trapped in the spider house. Not a great time.
In the spider house. Yeah. So we didn't talk about it, but the time when they tried to sue us for the couch, remember?
Yeah.
So we went to Vermont, six to seven years ago. And my friend booked the house, and his father had actually passed like right before the trip. So he didn't come the first day or two, one day.
Yeah.
He did end up coming. But when we got there, we noticed like there was this big old fancy couch, and it was like sagging. It was on the floor.
It was like the second broken. We knew it was broken.
And like, we told them.
No, we didn't.
Oh, we didn't.
Yeah, that was our mistake. We learned our lesson from that. No, because we said it's such an obvious thing.
Yeah.
How they must know about
it. It wasn't like a new couch that like, oh, it's broken. It was old. It looked like it was worn down for years. Yeah. So we're just like, oh, it's just an old crappy couch. So we leave. And my friend, who was getting all these like threatening emails about the couch, saying we broke it. It's like they're gonna.
I was saying we broke the couch, scratched the floors.
Yeah.
Which none of us like. Oh, that we were moving the couches and it scratched the floors. We never moved the couch. Also said that the garbage was in the wrong spot when we left, which we put it in the spot that they told us. And then when we went back to the listing, they changed it.
Yeah.
And they also changed the age of how old you could be to like be in the property or rent the property to older than we were like out of nowhere. And I was like, yeah, they definitely changed everything. They didn't have many reviews either. I think they were like new.
It was basically, I'm pretty sure they were just trying to scam us.
Yeah. Cause the first thing they said was, let's settle this outside of Airbnb.
Yeah.
And, and then we won't have to take legal action. So that's breaking Airbnb's terms of service. So once he wrote to Airbnb with the proof that they were doing that, then Airbnb sided with us on it.
Yeah.
And we didn't have to do anything, thank God. Yeah. But yeah, I felt so bad for
Be careful when you rent houses from Airbnb, and we've learned from that experience and others that
document
go around, yeah, take pictures and document. And that first night or day you get there, send the people that are managing the property everything.
We did
you,
that. We did it that for Outer Banks. And I'll do it for this house too. Yeah, if we for have sure. Anything, but yeah. Learned our lesson.
But what I learned is take photos because they're time stamped. So you can be like, see, we got here. Here's the day.
Oh, that's true too.
It's time stamped.
I think I did that too for the last
time. Why take photos, take a list, send them an email, whatever it is. And yeah.
Don't look at the other.
And ones? Reviews. Reviews are what kills people. So if you threaten with bad reviews.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that house with the scammer guy, I don't think he had any review. I think it was new.
Yeah, maybe. It was a nice house though.
Yeah, except that the driveway. Remember, we had problems getting up and down the driveway, remember, because of the snow?
Mm.
It wasn't like plowed properly.
Plowed, yeah. Okay, which one? You did that one.
I did the spider house. I didn't do that for that.
I know, I'm just trying to see. Yeah.
So we could do like one more.
Yeah, I'm going to do one more.
Pick your favorite.
Oh, okay, this is a good one. Christmas trip to our family from San Francisco to Milwaukee about 4 years ago. We were traveling with our son, who was 3 years old, and in the midst of potty training. Long story shortened, we had packed 4 diapers and 2 changes of clothes in our carry-on for the trip. We had a layover in MSP, which I'm not sure. MSP? Minnesota, maybe? I don't know. MSP. What is MSP? Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. So Minneapolis. Okay, so they had a layover in Minneapolis. Minutes before the stewardess closes the door, our son erupts with explosive diarrhea, the kind that goes up the back and down the legs, down one diaper. So down one diaper and one change of clothes. He repeats again prior to takeoff, down another diaper. Oh, as we get to cruising altitude, it happens again. Another diaper and another outfit. Now he's sitting in his diaper with a blanket over him. We have one diaper left and no change of clothes. And over 2 hours left. You don't know fear until you've got a toddler sitting on your lap who can erupt at any second and you don't have any extra clothes and only one diaper. By some miracle, he makes it without filling his pants to MSP. But now we have to do the walk of shame with 2 bags of poo-filled clothes, which they threw out, and our son in his diaper. So I scour MSP looking for a change of clothes and diapers. I end up buying a Minnesota sweatshirt and pants, $25 each. But hey, no sales tax, they say. And found a package of 2 diapers. The last one's available in the little newsstand. Success.
I was just wondering that. I was like, do they sell diapers? They should sell diapers in the
Success,
airport.
Or so we thought. Our son choked on a cracker while we were eating in the food court and vomited all over his new pants. I wasn't paying another $25 for sweatpants, so I took them to the bathroom and washed them with soap and water and tried to dry them underneath the handblower.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And you wonder why I'm nervous about flying.
Oh yeah. Flying.
At least driving, like if something happens, you can easily find, you can usually get out of the car.
Yeah.
And
when
go
you're in a plane. Yeah. We went on our trip with Melody to California for Lauren to film Secret Saboteurs. Melody threw up on me twice.
Yeah.
Twice.
No, once. I thought it was once.
That was fun.
Once really bad and you had to go change.
Yeah. We were basically, I did bring a change of clothes for that in case it did happen.
Yeah. Now I do every time. I learned from you.
We learned that our problem was we were comforting her by feeding her a lot of milk because she kept wanting it. But
yeah. And we were like, oh, she's eating so good.
Yeah.
It was because she was nervous.
She was so full. Yeah. And then I remember on the way back, she just passed out on me. We were just both so tired.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't do that. She doesn't like to sleep on us. She'll lay. Like,
that's why whenever she did do that when she was younger, we were like, oh. I feel like every time I see people with babies, they're just passed out on them. And I'm like, how? I mean, I know every kid is different. But yeah, she doesn't sleep in the car. She doesn't sleep in the stroller. She doesn't sleep
on She did sleep in the car this past weekend. But that was just
because she was exhausted. I'm curious to see if she falls asleep in the car on our road trip.
I don't think so.
Did on the way. When we drove home from Outer Banks, she did.
I could see like on the way 40 back, minutes. But the way down, I don't think so. I don't think she will.
Great. What
we got to do is try and hook up those headphones she has to see if they work. See if she'll listen to them.
I could try, but I don't know if she'll use them.
I know,
for long
just
periods.
Try. Just a try.
I mean, I don't mind hearing the iPad or whatever. But yeah, if she doesn't nap and we don't get there till late, we're going to have a problem.
Yeah.
That's why we're trying to like play it by ear. But like I said, if we're in there and we have like 4 hours left and she's like losing her mind and like not happy, I'm very much okay with not making it there the first night. That's why I feel like with toddlers, you just got to learn to like be more not you, just people in general have to be more like flexible.
You have to be flexible.
If your plans need to
change.
Definitely
learn that. Definitely yeah. learn to be
That's why I said
flexible
like,
and calm.
Like our plan is to drive down there one day, but like.
If it don't work.
If it don't work, figure out a plan B.
Yeah.
And that's just like everything.
Yeah. So that's our thoughts on vacations and why they're creepy.
I feel bad. I feel like I just
Bah-humbug.
Ripped on vacations the whole time.
It's just a problem you got to work out.
I know.
I'm sure many people share that opinion. And many.
Oh, I'm sure.
People are. You know,
I did say all my childhood vacations were well, yeah, great,
when you're,
Mom.
Like you said, when you're
they were great. When you're well, a kid, when I'm not responsible for anything, it's great.
On the ride, you're just, you don't yeah. have to do anything.
Yes.
But when you're an adult and you have to plan everything.
Yeah. I was trying to think if I had less stress, like without having a kid when we traveled into vacation, but I don't think so. I think it was the same. It yeah. just wasn't as bad. Now
it was just different. different stressors.
Different stress.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I got I'm going on a soul search of what my favorite vacation is. But at least we've established that it has to be like, I don't have to do much planning.
Yeah. Just want to be taken care of.
Yeah, I want to be taken care of. I don't want to fly, but I feel like to go to like luck. The places where you're going to be taken care of like that, you have to fly.
Yeah.
I would love, you know why I don't like to fly too when I take vacation? Because when I'm on vacation, one of my downsides is like I'm always missing Dexter or I'm missing Melody yeah. if we go without her. But if we drive, we can take them with us and then yeah. I don't have to.
Let's get a nice RV and we'll just start traveling.
Yeah. I got to start I need to find something that's like not so far away to drive. Like it's a day trip to drive there, yeah. but like it's cool enough for us to want to go stay over for like a couple, not even a week, just like a couple nights.
That's national our parks. That's
our national parks.
Whoa. What? Groundhog. Sorry, we just saw a groundhog in our driveway on our cameras. Where'd he go? There he is. Little chunkers.
There he is.
Groundhogs are creepy.
Anything else you want to add? Did you say what your best vacation was St. Lucia?
St. Lucia. Yeah. St. Lucia was awesome. Bahamas was good. It was really fun with my friends. A lot of fun. A lot of funny things happened. And we could drink, which was, you know, when you're young and can, quote, you know, legally drink somewhere for the first time.
Yeah.
Can get pretty crazy.
I was going to say one of my favorite, well, I keep saying I want to go back there is, I told my mom complained about me forgetting this vacation during our flying podcast, but we took, for my dad's like last vacation was to go to, oh my God, I think we went to Disney too, but we were like mainly staying in Universal mm-hmm. in Orlando. And there's a hotel there that I really want to go now that I'm like older. I thought it was the coolest place when I was a kid, but they modeled it after Little Italy. And you can take a boat through the canal to Universal and you can go that's there cool. an hour early, like an yeah, hour earlier than cool. it opens. So you can like get ahead of all the crowds. That's really cool. And I want to go back there. But that was one of my favorite vacations for meant very different reasons.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a happy trip. It was like we had happy times, but it was like for a sad reason that yeah. we were going there. Yeah. But yeah, that St. Lucia and then all my camping stuff. Those have been my favorites. But to be fair, I haven't really. Oh, in Ireland.
Yeah. Ireland was probably number two for me. That was awesome. Just because
we did so much.
We did a lot. We flew in to Dublin and we stayed in Dublin for two nights or one night? Two nights.
I think two
yeah,
nights. If there was anything different, I'd do that trip would be to make it longer.
Just
like
double
do
everything.
three or four nights in Dublin.
Yeah. And then we took a train. No, we drove. Took a train. What'd we do?
Took a train the first time.
Took a train to Galway.
Yeah. Then got a car.
Which was cool. It was like a cool like little city. I remember Pokemon Go was happening.
Yeah.
We tried to do a raid.
I did like Galway. That
and
was
there was
cool.
a really good pizza place randomly there.
Yeah, then we took. Then we got a rental car and drove
Galway
to the cliffs.
To, we did the cliffs of Moher. That was cool. And driving wasn't cool. It was
driving
scary.
Sucks in Ireland.
That
it's
was
very scary.
Scary. Yeah, driving in a different country. Is, and
especially
it was on
the
opposite
the
side
cliffs.
Of the road. Which
yeah,
was,
especially going up to the cliffs. It was like very tiny.
And the roads were super thin and like stone walls. Like
yeah, right. You drive through some towns that are definitely like haven't been updated since like the 1800s with like roads that were like this.
Yeah. It was quite scary.
Yeah, that was fun. Then we went to Cork.
Yep,
I think only for like a day because then we flew from Cork.
And that was our first time doing like a fancy dinner. I remember. That was a cool city too.
That city, I'm most sad that we didn't spend more time, because remember we got there when everything closed.
Yeah.
Because they closed really early. Everything closed at like
3 I remember PM. When we got back to the hotel and I was like having like a whiskey or whatever on like in the outside under like a heat lamp or whatever.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We like hung out outside. Yeah. In that
the
area.
Hotel was really cool. Yeah. I remember.
It was on the river. It was like mm-hmm. something on the river.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would go back there.
And then we flew from Ireland to
England. To go do work stuff.
Well,
go
yeah.
You do YouTube stuff.
Was it Insomnia?
Hang out with friends. Yeah. Insomnia. So that was fun too. And we went, we went to Joel's family party.
Oh yeah. That was cool.
That was a really cool trip. Yeah. That we did Ireland, England, threw in a YouTube event, hung out with friends.
That was a great trip.
And we
tried to carry on everything. We didn't check any bags. Remember that?
I actually enjoyed that because it was less like you had to plan a lot because you had to make sure all of like every outfit I had in there was all just neutrals that went with one another and I could just swap them. It was rough, but like
I remember
it was doable.
Didn't we like just make the plane from Ireland to England and we were like all the way in the back? We used to like run on.
I don't remember. I
definitely remember. Maybe that. We were like all the way in the back. We were like the last people on the plane.
I don't remember.
I don't know why. Maybe it took us a while to like get the car. No.
It was a tiny plane. It was like a little puddle jumper plane. Yeah. We literally went, all I remember is going up. And then they were like, all right, we're going to start making our descent. Yeah.
It took an hour, maybe.
Yeah, it was like an hour. By the time you get up to like cruising altitude, you come back down. But yeah.
That's that.
See, we had nice vacations.
Oh, you've had a lot of great vacations. It's just the creepiness and
the creepiness. Stuff it's just the creepiness and the
comes
planning.
With it. Yeah.
And the uncertainty of not knowing, like, if everything's going to go smooth or not. Yeah. You don't know. You hope so.
High expectations. Can't have them.
No. I feel like I'm the opposite. I always have very low expectations, but I guess that's better because then when things go good, I'm like, nice.
Yay.
I need to go with neutral expectations.
Yes. There you go.
So I'm not always just thinking the worst. And remember...
Everything is creepy.
And don't forget, we're not uploading next week, so we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you to
and
our
Lauren
sponsors.
And Lauren will hopefully be a lot more relaxed.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Thank you, sponsors.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10/1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details. Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,